This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NFL Draft starts tomorrow in Nashville, as made-for-television a sporting event as ever was created. But once you get past all the hype, teams do basically have their futures on the line. General managers have to figure out what and who they need and decide how much risk they can tolerate, trying to build a team that's balanced and has the right amount of upside. Sound familiar? It will to people who are attentive to the stock market. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
For every Super Bowl champion, future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning, there's one of these guys.
With the second choice in the draft, the San Diego Chargers select quarterback, Washington State University, Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf. NFL Films ranked him the number one draft bust in history. For an investor, he's your pets.com.
There really is no such thing as a sure thing.
Cade Massey at the Wharton School is a consultant to some NFL teams, and he asks general managers to consider with every pick.
Do you have the patience and the risk tolerance to wait another round, for example, until you think the price is right?
Patience, risk tolerance, the right price, words you might hear coming from any old investment advisor. They're hoping they can deliver big returns every year. So are NFL GMs. But not everyone is going to work out like Tom Brady, the 199th pick in the 2000 draft.
It's almost impossible to consistently outperform the market. This is something we've learned over time in the financial markets, but it turns out to be true in the NFL draft as well.
In other words, past performance is not indicative of future results. Jerry Notek sees similarities between his job and the NFL draft too. He's a financial planner in Cleveland and a season ticket-holding Browns fan. He's watched the team rebuild for years.
This year's draft feels different.
That's because in last year's draft, the woeful Browns grabbed quarterback Baker Mayfield, who looks good so far. Notek wants to believe his Browns are one more good draft pick away from winning, but he thinks with his financial planner brain.
A lot of times, if you're investing for the long term, you greatly increase your probability of hitting your goals.
Now, there are plenty of ways in which the NFL draft is nothing like building a stock portfolio. You and your coworkers can own the same stock, probably do, but only one team can draft Oklahoma University quarterback Kyler Murray. Right up until draft time, teams will be trying to figure out if the 5'10" Heisman Trophy winner is a good investment. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.